Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with Emmy-nominated actor and comedian Jeff Garlin. He stars in the ABC sitcom The Goldbergs and will reprise one of his most critically acclaimed and beloved roles when the series Curb Your Enthusiasm returns to HBO in October. But today, we're here to talk about some songs that have inspired him throughout his life. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure.
Well, what's the first song you got for us?
First song is Inner City Blues, Makes Me Wanna Holler. Is it Makes or Make?
I believe it is Make Me Wanna Holler.
Make Me Wanna Holler. Look at me. Now, the songs we're going to go through today are all songs from my, I'd say, the age of 10 to 13, you know? And they are all soul songs, R&B. Anyhow, Marvin Gaye. It's a song that I'm quite fond of because the Inner City Blues do make me want to holler. I was a kid living in the suburbs of Chicago, Morton Grove, and I had no idea what inner city blues were or why he'd even want to holler. Not a clue, man. I would just groove to it. There was something about it that hit me. Looking back, I could tell the dude was black.
Mm-hmm.
Even though at that point in my life, I didn't spend much time with any black people. I didn't live in an area that was, or a school system that was integrated.
Right.
Would that be the right word?
Yeah.
I was a lot of white kids. But I didn't think anything of it either way.
Right.
You know? By the way, a song like Inner City Blues Makes Me Want to Holler, that was played on Top 40 radio.
Here's Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues. That was Marvin Gaye with Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler, as selected by our guest, Jeff Garlin. You mentioned how there's this theme going through the songs that you've picked. Was that time period for you particularly important in that sort of early teen years?
Oh, God, yes. It was, I think, looking back, the happiest time of my life. You know, 9, 10 years old, I was as happy as can be. I was living in Chicago. And it was carefree, man. It was carefree. Every day, snow, summer, doesn't matter. I was out playing sports. I was out hanging with my friends. The truth is, I was, and here we're coming up on the next song,
yeah,
which is Superfly,
right,
by Curtis Mayfield. I initially had no idea what blaxploitation films were, and they came about then. So now, to me, here's what happened with Superfly. I'd hear the song on the radio, and I'm like, wow, that's cool. And I bought the 45. Now, Superfly, different than, let's say, Inner City Blues, where it was just a paper sleeve,
right,
and you just saw the name of the song. Superfly had pictures from the movie on the sleeve. And so that was very exciting. And I guess I remember seeing the album, the colors. But I had no idea it was about this sort of pimp drug addict. Now, since then, I've seen the movie numerous times, and I dig the movie. That's a great one. If you want to get into a great blaxploitation film, Superfly is a great movie. Here I am, this kid in the suburbs of Chicago, digging Superfly, not knowing Curtis Mayfield, Chicago guy. And it just, again, listening to the song and the lyrics, talking about this dude doing all these dangerous things, never occurred to me. It was all about the groove, man. And Curtis Mayfield's voice was as sweet as anything. You know, I would get caught up in this. I like this way more than any of the, quote, pop music. I love the R&B, you know, man. And that 70s soul, wow.
Well, here's Curtis Mayfield with the theme to Superfly. Superfly. That was Curtis Mayfield with Superfly, as selected by our guest, Jeff Garland. What's the next track you got for us?
The next track is Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. Now, the lyrics are, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. I did not understand those lyrics at all. I didn't know Papa was out getting laid all over town and laying his hat down and there he is, I'm home. Wherever that is, I didn't know that. I also didn't know that there was a 12-minute version of the song.
Right.
I remember Craig Stone, that's the kid I remember specifically, sang to me, have you heard Papa Was a Rolling Stone? I'm like, no, I haven't heard it. Oh, it's the best song. Now, mind you, 9, 10 years old.
Right.
And I bought the 45 of Papa Was a Rolling Stone before I'd ever heard it.
Okay.
Just based on my friend saying, I'm like, I got to get it. I was obsessed. And then when it came on and the beginning, you know, just sounds so mysterious. Like, what's going on, man? This is cool. You're coming into a world. You know, you're going to be in this world. And then I entered the world having no idea what the song was about. None. But my God, the groove, the voices, it just took me away. All these songs had a feeling for me. Like, I'm getting goosebumps on my arm right now just because of the feeling that I got from, which I still get when I put them on. And by the way, of all these songs, I'm going to say that Papa Was a Rolling Stone is the one that really hit me the hardest. And again, no idea of the lyrics. I'm a little boy, but clearly a hip little boy.
Very.
Or all little boys were hip back then, because that was what was being played on the radio.
I'm going to give you a little extra credit.
Oh, well, you're very kind.
Here's The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
That was The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone. So what's the next song you
Okay,
got?
Now we're going to move into a little different direction. The first three were a bit more social commentary. Mm. And this one, Golden Lady by Stevie Wonder, is more of me, again, didn't know what the song was about. I knew the chorus, Golden Lady, you know. But when I heard this song, I would think about whatever girl I liked.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time it was a girl named Andrea Waldman. And I thought of her when I thought of Golden Lady. Mind you, she was a white lady. There was nothing golden about her, and she had no mixed race. There was nothing. I would have been more attracted to her if she had some gold in her. But anyhow, I would hear this song and just get caught up in the vibe of women and love. I was very much into girls. I mean, I loved girls and was like in love with them, crushes, what have you, at a very early age. Nothing's changed. I have I at least have a dozen crushes going at once. Number one, my wife, but I have lots of crushes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, here's Stevie Wonder with the song that maybe started it all, Golden Lady. That was Stevie Wonder with his great love song, Golden Lady, is selected by our guest, Jeff Garland. What's the last track you got for us?
The last track is Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone. Again, even though this is not specifically about love, the groove to this song, to me, is so sexual. And I never knew anything about Sly and the Family Stone. I just knew, wow, I dig this. And I got the feeling when they said Family Stone that there's a group of people. So I pictured these people having a great time. But also, the groove is so sexual, so just beautiful. And, man, you throw on Family Affair, by Sly and the Family Stone, and a woman's going to be happy. She is. It's just such a feeling. Oh, man.
Well, let's make some women happy with Sly and the Family Stone and Family Affair.
You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and wrong. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Yeah, family affair.
That was Sly and the Family Stone with Family Affair. Well, they're all awesome songs, Jeff, and I want to thank you so much for sharing them with us.
I am thrilled, and you better ask me back because I dig this, man.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.